Okay, I want to get to John Solomon. John, the New York Times admitted, and I know you get deeper analysis as you always do, but I just got to ask you one thing. The New York Times finally has come out and admitted, I think it was yesterday, that the laptop from hell was 100% authenticated, right? And this is not a small thing, because you had, as you pointed at the time, the New York Post and Rupert Murdoch's team did the due diligence, and we got it all up there with the great Bob Costello and Rudy Giuliani, a team effort. And remember, I think it was Emma Jo Morris, who's over at Breitbart now, I think. And, of course, you had Miranda Devine, all the great heroes at the New York Post. Miranda's got the book about it. But you had, John, I got to go back. You had that full-page ad by Brennan and Clapper and Hayden and all that crowd, the anti-Trump intelligence crowd, that said, no, this is Russian disinformation. That was a lie, and they should have their security clearances pulled for this. They intruded into a presidential race. Talk about Russian collusion.
They did.
This is the deep state collusion. John Solomon, now that the paper of record comes out, as we always knew, and this is why Jack Maxey, the War Room is not on Twitter for one reason. Don't think it's because I made a metaphor about Fauci and Ray's being heads on pike. That term is used every day, all day long, in the Oval Office, everywhere. It's because Jack Maxey, our co-host at the time, was putting up nonstop stuff from the hard drive from hell, both the pornography and the compromise of the Chinese Communist Party and others, the Ukraine and others of the Biden family. John Solomon, what say you? Since you've been at the forefront, the tip of the spear of this thing for years.
March 2019, I wrote the first story raising serious questions that Hunter Biden's work in Ukraine constituted, at the very least, a conflict of interest for Joe Biden, and at the worst, may have involved criminal activity. I wrote that story not because I had anything from Rudy Giuliani at the time. I had just barely met Rudy and started working on this. I wrote that story because I had FBI and State Department sources who told me what was going on.